Pentecost is the feast of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, Deacon Dan proclaimed, Jesus invites us to receive the Holy Spirit. But what or who are we receiving? Who is the Holy Spirit in our lives? Images have been used over the centuries. Today, I'd like to suggest one that hopefully could be more helpful. The Holy Spirit can be seen as God's midwife. A midwife is a person, a woman or man, who assists a woman giving birth to a child. The Holy Spirit can be seen as God's assistance to us as we give birth to new things in our lives. The Holy Spirit is God's guidance through the transitions of life. And we all know life is often one transition after another after another. It might be a transition occasion by graduation, leaving our old school behind and preparing to enter a brand new school with new relationships, new challenges, or no school, looking for a full-time job. It might be a transition from the family home, downsizing from that home that was the mainstay for many years, and moving to a new home, a new neighborhood, new choices to find. Transition might be occasioned by loss, as we grieve the people who are no longer with us because of death, trying to cope without them, to live without them by our side. And after what seemed like an eternal time, because of the pandemic, when we were isolated from people and places, many of us are still beginning to re-enter the public domain, seeing what is this new normal going to be coming. In all these transitions, the Spirit of God can be seen as God's midwife. God's midwife assisting us as we give birth to something new. And what is helpful about the image of the midwife is respect that it shows to our participation in the process. A midwife doesn't replace the mother. She or he does not do it for her. A midwife sits facing the mother, giving encouragement, giving advice, and sometimes pressing down on the woman's abdomen to encourage the child to come out. So in the same way, the Spirit of God does not replace us. Our initiation, our initiative, our insight, our efforts are all so necessary. And the Spirit doesn't do it for us, but the Spirit sits with us, encourages us, advises us, and yes, sometimes exercises some pressure. So friends, it's important to recognize the midwife presence of the Spirit in our lives. As you enter your new college campus for the first time and overwhelmed by new places, new faces, it's important to hear the Spirit say in encouragement to you, you can do this. You know who you are. You know how to study. Let this new life come forth. As we cope with the loss of someone that we love, be prepared to feel the Spirit's presence as she says, yes, it is sad that they are no longer with you, but there is life to be lived. It's a new life chapter that is worth living. And you're not going to find it alone sitting in your house. You need to get out there. It's time to push. As some of us return to church, the Spirit is whispering as the Spirit spoke to the disciples. Do not be afraid. Go forward. You are not alone. I am with you today, tomorrow, and always. And to those who are brand new to our parish, pick up the phone, send us an email. How can I be of service to my new parish family that God has directed me to in the big course of events? So the Holy Spirit is God's guidance to the transitions of life. And how marvelous are those transitions. How numerous they come in so many ways. Barriers are broken. Communities are formed. Opposites are reconciled. Unity is established. Disease is cured. Addiction is broken. Cities are renewed. Races are reconciled. Hope is established. People are blessed. And church happens. And better yet, discouraged folks, cheer up. Dishonest folks, fess up. Sour folks, sweeten up. Closed folks, open up. Gossipers, shut up. Conflicted folks, make up. Sleeping folks, wake up. Lukewarm folk, fire up. Dry bones, shake up. And pew potatoes, stand up. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.